This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? I hope you're keeping well. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. Good.
Fucking gorgeous. Amazing. You're getting better.
Projection.
It's a high energy start to the bonus episode.
Yeah. And it'll gradually get lower.
Well, let's keep it going. Let's keep the ball in the air.
Yeah, come on. We volley the ball. Volleying the ball.
How are you today, Owen? Are you well? On this fine Monday eve afternoon.
Wednesday. Yep. Fine. Tuesday. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
For them. Bonus on a Tuesday.
Jesus Christ.
Bad, isn't it? It's bad.
You don't know when you're on. You don't
oh,
know,
Monday.
Not even you don't listen to it.
Oh, I thought you meant
you don't
today.
Know what it comes out like.
Sorry, I got confused because today is Monday and usually we record before the Monday. So
I'm leaving the podcast. If I just stop doing podcasts in a few weeks.
A lot of podcasting these days. A lot of fucking stuff going on in the podcast world these days.
Mm-hmm.
The sphere.
Okay.
Do you have any lovely questions?
We have another very upsetting email from Michael this time.
Upsetting.
Aww. He says, well, you'll see. He says, what story, lads? Want to write into Shudder. Praise Joe.
He said, you're saying Shudder.
No, he said, like, he said Shudder as in, you know, Shudder, like, ugh.
Does he go on?
Does he? Oh, he does.
Praise me. Slow it down and make sure you articulate
does
all
he
of these words
like
very
carefully.
He says, I watched The Unreal with my 9-year-old son.
Oh, yeah.
Who is normally a windbag. So I was unsure if he'd be able to watch it or not. I have to say, the series was very good. For RTE.
Thank you.
And as a father who has himself gone through some depression and is trying his best to be a decent father, the fourth episode made me cry.
Aww.
Mm.
Did you die in the end?
When Joe's character was apologising to his on-screen son, it really touched me. Just wanted to say fair play to Joe and all the cast. Big fan of the podcast. Keep up the good work, lads. Michael.
That's nice.
Thank you so much. It's a lovely scene at the end of the series where, like the whole series, I'm depressed and kind of dismissive and despondent, and things kind of come to a head when me son runs away or whatever, and there's an emotional scene where we all catch up to him and I just kind of have I finally open up for the first time in the series, and it was an emotional scene, but we were kind of pressed for time. So a little interesting bit is that I only got 2 attempts at that, which is kind of frustrating because it's kind of a long monologue of sorts. So parts of it were improvised.
Very good.
Yeah, it was an emotional scene, which is
awkward.
I was trying to turn her on.
Is it hard?
Yeah, you'd really need the time and space to kind of...
I was supposed to cry in that short film I done, and I just couldn't do it. I can't cry like...
Really like that.
Like that. I'm doing a shite. I want to cry, but I'm doing a shite.
Yeah, no, it's fucking hard. It's hard. Watch Marley and Me. Watch the last scene of Marley and Me. Watch the last night. It was very sad. It's really sad.
If there's a dog on the cover of the film, don't watch it. Because there's a good chance it'll die.
It will die. As they all do. As they all do.
All dogs go to heaven.
Another very sad film.
Yeah.
But thanks for the praise. Glad you liked the series. You'll have to watch it.
Is it on the player? I'll give it a watch.
Kian says, Darren, you've been waiting 180 episodes to say episode 180.
And I missed it.
And you missed it. You won't get that opportunity ever again.
Talked about it on the main.
Nice one, Darren.
Yeah. All of my frustration is on the main episode, if you want to listen to that on Wednesday.
Oh, it comes out on Wednesday, does it?
Tuesday. Wednesday. What day?
Brian tells us, taking you down a peg or two here, Joe. He says, the Guinness lorries are not full of grain. They are full of Guinness.
They're not full of Guinness, you big idiot. Yeah, it's not full of...
Oh, well.
Who said that? He doesn't know shit. Does he have to back it up with?
The waters?
Well, Brian has a plausible explanation.
Go for it. Let me hear it.
They're being... It's Guinness that's getting transported up the north to be canned because there's no canning facilities in Dublin.
That's... that.
Who told you it was grain?
I just assumed.
Ah!
That's not full of... They're not transporting lorry fulls of Guinness to get them canned.
No.
There's canning facilities in Dublin. You just can them here and then send them up.
No, I think it's canned in Belfast and maybe Dundalk. Yep, there you go.
So it is full of Guinness.
Yep.
And grain.
But it's not, because the carbon dioxide around hasn't been in it yet, so it's just going to like flat, dirty Guinness.
Guinness.
That's kind of, I don't know, I mean, it's a relief because I want them to be full of Guinness and it's pretty fucking cool.
Mm.
Oh, man. I've been getting some serious mileage out of, I don't know if you've seen the trend online, Gary Barlow shared a picture of his family.
Oh, yeah.
And his son is so fucking tall. And somebody took, and everyone's been sharing photographs and saying, oh, Gary Barlow's son making dinner, or Gary Barlow's son getting dressed. And it's like videos of tiny things to make him look like a giant. But somebody showed them lorries, the big lorries, and it's Gary Barlow getting his son a few cans.
I say one word, it's like a... It's a Take That concert and there's a load of smoke on the stage and then it was like Gary Barlow's son having a vape.
Oh, they're great. They're fucking great.
The internet just catches on.
I love it sometimes.
And now he has to answer for it.
I'd say
like, it's going to come up in interviews. Like he's going to have to like, oh, what do you think of them memes going around your son because he's so tall? And he's like, hey, that's... It's what it is.
He's a fucking giant, though. He's a giant. And Gary Barlow's so short. How the fuck? He's the postman's son.
This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them. Darren, say thank you to someone important to you.
Thank you to someone important to me.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma, for being important to me. And thanks... Amy, my fiance, for being important.
Two people. Yeah, two. You're thanking everyone.
Oh, I'll thank everyone while I'm here.
Good man, he said, I'll thank Maura. Ma? Sometimes I'm not so sure. You know who else we should thank?
The postman.
Yeah, but ourselves was here, was where I was going.
Was here, was where?
Ourselves. Thank ourselves.
Thank ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't do that very often. Probably a little harder on myself, to be honest.
Exactly, we all are. But we're all doing our best here, aren't we?
That's a fair point.
Well, a good way to start showing yourself a bit of thanks is to give yourself a little me time. And therapy can be a good way of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be brilliant.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to have to make an appointment.
Handy number.
Hate appointments. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall and you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire and then they match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we're over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P betterhelp.com/stall.
I just found another email, another one here in the same vein. Mark, another quick fact check on the Joe fella. He says, yeah, Guinness trucks are filled with Guinness and they are getting canned in Belfast and England. St. James's Gate only put them in kegs. Joe probably thinks it's a conspiracy theory. He says, they want you to think, this is quoting you, they want you to think there's Guinness in it. That's why it's shaped like a can. But yeah, Mark actually provides a link to back up his claim. He says the tankers, here you go, capacity of 30,000 litres each, transport freshly brewed beer from the Guinness Brewery at James's Gate to Diageo's packing plants in East Belfast and Runcorn in the north of England. There you go.
That's interesting. I'm glad now. I'm glad. That's one fact check that I'm satisfied with. Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm. He also says congrats to Shells. So
you up Shells.
Mm. Shane, another one here. Can you please give Darren a bollocking for not shouting 180 in a darts referee voice at the start of the podcast? I've been waiting a very long time for this moment and he ruined it.
I did ruin it, yeah.
A lot of people saying ruined.
I did, man. I fucking ruined it.
It's what people listen to the podcast for. They've been waiting for this moment and you deprived them of that special.
I'm sick over that. Like, I really am. I'm really sick over it. I'm never even going to fucking watch darts again.
Yeah.
Darts doesn't exist to me anymore. It's not a sport. It doesn't happen.
It's not a sport.
It's not because I'm saying no, I want to watch it, or it's not in general.
Just not. It's not a sport. There's nothing you can do to stop your opponent, so therefore, not a sport.
He's not wrong. What else have you got?
Nope. Benny has one here. It's a play on a classic. Would you rather be a human-sized bee or a bee-sized human?
What would I rather be? A fucking human-sized bee or a bee-sized human? Human-sized bee.
Are they not the same?
I wouldn't think so.
A human-sized bee.
Mm. So a giant Which bee is like, or a tiny person? Let's start with a bee. Do you want to be a bee or a person?
A person.
Okay.
But you're the size of a bee.
But would you like to be a person
someone
if you're...
tiny little fucking thing?
A centimetre tall, 2 cm, whatever.
Oh, it means you'd be able to get less shopping.
Yeah.
Wouldn't need as much in your life.
That's true. It's very true.
It means that your TV is also...
huge.
Humongous.
But you can't press the buttons.
Yeah. You have to jump on the X to pass the ball on the PlayStation controller.
Yeah, you'd have to get a specialised, really tiny, tiny controller.
Get plenty of media coverage out of it.
You'd have to shoot you with a macro lens.
Hmm. Or the other side of it is like just a giant bee. You're just a giant bee.
That would be...
That's like, disgusting. Like, hairy and all.
Yeah.
Like the before on that shit.
Like the size of me, but I'm a bee.
That is the fucking most horrifying picture ever.
I think it's a no-brainer. Like, can you talk? Can you communicate?
Yeah, but I mean, what can you do?
You should just fly and sting people.
Imagine the noise.
No, you can't fly.
Oh, you'd be knocking things. How would you leave the house? You'd have to walk on your little skinny legs.
So are you talking about if you're a bee?
If you're a bee.
They wouldn't be skinny legs.
You probably don't live in a house.
Human-sized bee legs.
How are you living in a house?
How are you leaving the house?
How are you living in the house?
Just fucking putting honey all over the walls.
How are you getting in the house?
Front door.
You wouldn't fit.
I think you're going to get chased out of that house pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, so no one knows that it's me.
No, no, it's not like you one day become a giant bee.
Little tiny me. I think that'd be cute.
Like Ant-Man.
People could throw you places and all. And you could just like hold onto a bag and you could just float everywhere as
Is
well.
A bee just that bit too big? Like a bee can't really fit through the crack under a door. An ant could.
Mm.
But if you're a bee, so you can't sneak back into your own house.
But you're a bee-sized human.
Yeah.
So you would be shaped still like a human.
Oh yeah, you're yourself. You're just tiny. So say you need to get back into the house.
You just look like a bee.
You don't look like a bee. You're tiny. Tony,
you look like you.
Yeah.
You look like you.
The other one is...
still you with your chains, all that stuff. But you're just tiny.
And that... what's the other one? You're a bee.
You're a bee, but the size of a human.
So you're a bee.
So you're a 6 foot tall bee.
Joint bee.
Walking around humans. You're probably getting hunted by, you know, YouTubers.
That's like it feels like a phobia in my mind when I think about it. Like a giant bee is kind of like really frightening.
How far could a 6 foot tall bee fly?
The noise, imagine the noise of it.
You need a lot of energy to push you to fly. But that'd be kind of cool, flying around.
Bees fly as far as 6 miles for food, so.
What are they eating? Pollen.
Pollen.
Didn't even fill a gap in your tooth. Can you stick to your own grub? Or do you have to become the bee?
An average bee is just over half an inch long. Hang on a second.
Thumbnail.
Darren is probably, let's say, you're a little more than 6 foot. You're probably 72, 74 inches tall. So you can 144. You could, if you were a bee, at the ratio of size to endurance of flying, you could fly for weeks without taking a break. You could fly around the whole world if you wanted to. Just keep that in mind. Then again, I suppose you're a bee with a bee's mind, so are you bothered? Are you bothered going to see the pyramids?
Huh?
Are you bothered, like?
No, I'm not. A little tiny human for me. Easy.
100% all day.
Could get squashed.
Ah, you'd be all right.
You wouldn't.
Everyone would be watching out of you.
You would just be careful, like.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I'd have a little hamster ball.
Who's getting you that?
Maura.
Imagine how big the dog would be.
He'd eat me. Ah, but then you'd survive in his belly and come out as bum bum.
Poo you back out.
Yeah.
Imagine the size of the poo.
No.
Compared to you.
Oh, you'd have to climb out of the poo poo. But it'd be grand.
Oh, I'm going to go with the little one.
Okay.
That'd be cute, I think. Like a little house band. Free gaff.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, hamster ball. All the way.
But you'll have to let the world know of your existence at some point, you know?
Like a little Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Like Bart and Lisa's saxophone. When he gets turned into a fly, he goes into the saxophone so she can hear him. You'd have to figure out something like that when you go home. Be like, oh, the size of a bee now.
Like I've arrived.
Yeah. I'm here. Can I have a hamster ball, please?
All right. I mean, presumably it would just happen here. Like, and then I'd just shrink and then I'd fall to into the chair. And then you'd be like, Joe, what the fuck happened here? And I'd be like, call Moira now. Call Moira. This is fucking terrifying. She will know what to do. She will know what to do.
You could jump up onto the mic and talk.
And I'd shrink, but my clothes would stay the same. So you'd have to root through my clothes and all to find me. I'd be like, I can't fucking breathe.
You'd be that size, like.
I know.
Well, like that size.
Be cute though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I just got like that. Little flick.
Get out of here. Ant-Man. I'd just get a little Ant-Man suit. You can't crush him. It's like titanium. Really solid stuff.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm satisfied that you've given yourselves fully to this question.
Best one we've ever had. Us.
I'd sit on a little paper airplane and let people throw me.
I could, yeah. I'd slung out a slingshot.
I'd play table tennis or table football, foosball, and be one of the players.
You get crushed by that ball.
I'd rob a bank and try my best to carry out 150 quid now.
Dragging it
like a fucking big carpet.
Fucking dragging the thing along.
Is that it?
That's it, yep.
Fair play.
Good question, like that. Nice one.
That's great now.
Bit of a mixed bag there.
Yep.
Prize and hay and a crazy question. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it. See you next time.
Send your emails to stall@goloudnow.com.
Deal.
See you on Wednesday.
Bye. All the best.